Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-Y-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Hello, everyone. This is Let's Talk Truth. We're here once again for a dynamic broadcast. This is Lois, your host, and we're so glad that you tuned in. And for those of you that don't have a chance to tune in, you can go to my blog page and listen to this after the show has been broadcast. And you can go to www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. We're going to talk this evening about the more we know, the less we grow. And I know that seems a little backward, but if you really think about it, in today's society, we know way too much, but we've lost our human side of things because of one little word, technology. Technology is a beautiful thing, and it's brought us as in this country and as mankind, it's brought us a long way. We're able to do things now that years ago was virtually impossible to do. And I know if you're listening, you can name a number of things that we can do now that we couldn't do 20 years ago. There's one thing that's very relevant, DNA. DNA has caused people in this time to be set free of crimes that they did not commit. And there are many other powerful things that are being done to improve the future of mankind. But I want to ask one question. At what cost, what price are we paying? What is the cost? And if we could put a price, can we put a price on what technology has cost mankind? And is what we have achieved, is it worth the price we have paid? Now, before we go into that, I know we have a lot of people jumping up and down to say technology is a good thing. And I will agree with you that it is a wonderfully powerful good thing. But just like any good thing, we can take it to the extreme to where it becomes damaging to us in addition to being helpful. And I'm sure some of our guests will be able to jump on the bandwagon and offer a little insight into what we're talking about when we say the more we know, the less we grow. And I want to set just a little stage so everyone will understand what I'm talking about. We have different forms of technology that has increased our education, in our school system, our military, anything that we have for the betterment of mankind, technology has played a great part in it. But, like I said, any good thing, there's always the other side. And I believe that people have taken that good thing, that technology, and have pushed it to the limit, pushed it so far on the other side until it has taken away that most important thing that we have to give, and that's ourselves. We have gotten to the point where now we're like zombies. out in the workplace. We're like zombies in the malls. Why do we go places if we're trained in our iPhones and on our tablets? We walk in zombies. We're just walking, and we're steady. We don't pay attention to where we're going because we're walking with something in our hand. If we're driving, we're driving with our cell phones in our hands. We're meeting our best friends. We're meeting our mommies and our daddies and everybody. We're meeting people for dinner, and we have our phones in our hands. All of this, I believe, is taken away from who we are or who we should be as individuals. And it's not just phones. It's a lot of different things. Our games, our television games, and the things that our kids interact with, they're raising our children. We aren't teaching our children anything because we're not taking the time to do it. We are too preoccupied in what we're doing. I'll give you just a little bit. Before I introduce our guest, I'm going to give you a little bit of what I'm talking about. My granddaughter and I stop every morning at a donut shop. And we stop, and she orders the same thing every morning. Well, this morning, we were standing in line. There was a father, a son, and a daughter. The son looked to be as if he was like 14 years old. The daughter was about 12. They both had their cell phones. He had his cell phone. Well, we walked in. They were just standing there. And the lady was saying, "Have you been waited on?" She was talking to the three of them. They were so involved in the phones, they couldn't hear her. And I said, this is really ridiculous. You've got customers behind you waiting, and she's trying to wait on you, and you're so involved. What could a 14-year-old kid or a 12-year-old little girl be doing on a cell phone at 7 o'clock in the morning? And the father was no better. He couldn't answer the question because he was in his cell phone. And it's things like that that I believe technology has gone too far, because it has taken away from us being considerate of another person, considerate of different situations that go on. We're so caught up in what technology is offering that we don't take time to stop and assess situations and to what's going on. We're trying to get to we're trying to get to school in the morning. We have people who sit through two red lights because you're on your cell phone. What is it, what is it that you're doing that you don't care about that person behind you or the person in front of you or care about what's going on, period? So I just kind of begin to think, though technology offers us so much on a grand scale, it has taken away the human side of an individual. And I think those things really need to be addressed. And so we'll have our guest here. We have Courtney here this evening, and we have Dijon. And these are young men, and we're going to ask them to give us their input on the situation is what, to if they agree or disagree. The more we know, the less we grow.
Well, I think it's a bad thing because now at this day and age, everybody's become lazy and we depend on technology to do everything for us. Like, what happened to maps? Now people use GPS. And GPS is sometimes wrong, but that map will never fail you.
Right.
So I think, technology has weakened know too much when it comes.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, too. I can remember back in the day, I would drive from Texas to another state, and all we had to go on was a map. That's how I learned to read maps. But if you get young people now, young people can't read a map. They don't know how to read a map. And I think that's the responsibility of our educators, whether that's an educator from the home or an educator in the school, we need to stop and teach a person how to use their brain. And I think we're failing in that respect. What will happen if technology should shut down one day? What's going to happen to us?
I agree with both of you all. Technology is a good thing, but we have perverted it and become, as Dejan was saying too, dependent on technology, which is harmful for us because technology has allowed us to do things simpler than, less effort, not simpler, less effort. And that, with the human side, we attach ourselves to things because we're always looking how to make things better, stronger, faster. But we're not looking at ourselves. You know, just take for America. We have all these obese people here because all we do is eat computer, video games, and now they having you have the first lady getting on TV saying, kids play.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you wouldn't have to tell kids to get outside and play.
No.
They would go outside and play, but now they have video games to occupy their time and things like that. Now, on the other hand, technology is great. I mean, they're coming out ways now to make blind people see again. And now we've had breakthrough with making deaf people hear.
Mm-hmm.
Those cochlear ear things.
Exactly. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe technology is, it enhances everything. We're able to do things that we couldn't do. But, like I said, we have allowed ourselves to be entertained too much.
What we have actually done is we've gone too far in our quest for knowledge. I mean, we always want knowledge, but our technology is making us not human. You know, say for instance, we don't know how to communicate with each other anymore.
Exactly.
Because no one writes letters. No one, our spelling is off. And I'm sometimes guilty of that. I spell check my words before I write them, but I should know how to spell them correctly in the first place. But I, too, have become dependent on computers. I can just spell check, whatever like that. And these things take away from the human essence of life.
Mm-hmm.
We're becoming more computerized. You know, we might as well turn into robots because you are right. You know, we go out to eat, and instead of conversing, everybody's got their phones in it.
Yeah.
And when you go out to eat, you go on a date or something like that, you know, it's to converse and sup with your people instead of, you know, on the phone. You know, I catch myself doing it sometimes in dead space. You know, instead of talking, you know, or being more interesting, you go get on your phone or whatever like that, or you get on your iPad or your Nook or, you know, things like that. So we have become wiser, as the Bible would say, and weaker. Because the more we get smart, the less that we want to have any pain. Kids now can see how you could walk this time or you could do this. Like, just like Dejan was saying about maps. You know, I could throw a map in front of a kid.
He can't read it.
And they couldn't read it. Now, I can read a map. I can read, you know, map codes.
That's because somebody taught you how or took away that element, that easy element. You had to use your brain.
You know, and just like you said, GPS is wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't update itself, you know. And then, too, you know, we use a lot of technology. We don't even know how it actually gets there,
yeah.
Like GPS. How do you know, all we know is we push a thing,
mm-hmm.
and it goes there.
Yeah.
Do you know how that works?
No, and we're not concerned with how it works.
We're not concerned with how it works. And our dependent on it too much, it will fail. So just let's take GPS for a minute. If everybody gets on GPS and they do away with maps, GPS is global positioning satellites.
Mm-hmm.
Takes three satellites in the sky, and they try in a triangle, and they try, you know, they designate your spot, and then they figure out. But what if those fail?
And let me ask you this, too. I noticed that we're talking about just the common human side of technology. If I was on the, I called a young lady. Well, no, I didn't. I texted a young lady on yesterday to ask a question. I don't believe in texting when I have a telephone and I can call, but I know that 99.9% of the people that I know, young people, they text. They don't want to pick up the telephone. It took me 2 days to finish a texting conversation with that young lady when it could have been over in 10 minutes.
That's because you don't text.
No, I'm serious. It took 2 days, and it has nothing to do with my texting. I can text, might take me 5 minutes where it takes y'all two, or take me 10 minutes where it takes you 3 minutes, but it took me 2 days. You know why? Because the first time I text her, she texts me right back. Then she asked me a question. I text her the answer. Then she texts me an answer and another question. This went on for 2 days. You know, to me, that's one of the most asinine things you can do. And that is to, when all you have to do, dial me up, Lois, is it okay if I hang this on your doorstep? Yes, go right ahead. Hang it between blah, blah, blah time and this time. And that will be, this conversation is over. But if I got the text, what are you doing? Send. Nothing, send. But what are you going to be doing tomorrow? Nothing, send. You know, this is a ongoing thing, and we're like zombies.
Well, I want to say that I utilize technology on a continuous basis, but I'm beginning to have somewhat of a reservation about a lot of things that are coming out. Like now you can unlock your phone with your face, just a print of your face, or all these things, you know. Install a chip.
Or the way you can unlock the phone, they're coming out with what you can unlock the phone with your body odor.
See, my thing is this. I think like this. I think among the masses, it's a way to control a person. Or to
it is.
If you think about it, everybody was so upset about that whole G20 summit. We're all trying to go to one currency. It's the apocalypse. It's the end of the world. They're trying to get us to do this. But think about it. Everything now is graduating from, this is a nice technology. It's a convenient way, you know, went from texting or being able to secure your phone. So if you lose it, somebody can't go in there and get your information that you may have stored in there or anything like that. And went from that to now I need vital information from you. Like, I want your facial print. It's like my fingerprint.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one out here with my exact face. So no one can do that but me, but you want control of that. How do I know that it's not reading my face, sending that to something else? Like, we don't know the after effect. We just know what we can do.
Look what
my phone can do. Well, look what this can do.
That's the key, and I don't want to sound conspiracy, so I'm not going to get all into what I think all this is. But first of all, technology is an enabler. enables us to be lazy, as Dijon said. Mm-hmm. The lazier we are, the more dependent we are. The more dependent we are on a thing,
we are to be controlled.
The easier it is. Now, all these things that we have, that we are using on a daily basis, GPS, texting, cell phones, anything like any kind of communication, at first was military applications. All this came from the military. Texting, they do it on a secure line. All that's where they came. And someone said, let's adapt it to, you know, to the humans. Now, I mean, not to the humans.
Civilians.
To the civilians. Now, it might be good and all. So let's take a thing about that. You know, so we get a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So now, yes, now we don't have to use a payphone. Now we can
payphones are obsolete.
Now we can go anywhere.
Yeah, have y'all seen a payphone lately?
Yes, I saw one in North Dallas.
You know, that is absolutely true. Now, let me say this. When are we going to stop? And like I said, technology is fine, but technology belongs to me in areas like the military, science lab.
I think to release something to the masses that is configured with showing them, like as human beings, we don't look at we just look at how convenient it is for us.
Yes,
we don't look at
that.
Let me use it. We don't know the outcome. Like no one ever says, you know what? If I lock my phone with my face, I wonder how does it read my face and where does my facial print go? Like, where does it go? You know, it has to be, there's an end to this.
That's a database.
Like, it's a database. It has to be somewhere. That's why you can't, people can say, oh, I erased that text message. Mm-hmm. Well, honey, they can pull it up still.
Yeah.
You know, or people think, that's why I tell people so dumb all the time, these little young kids, you see them on Facebook, they'll send the thread out, then take it down. Boo-boo, it's already on there. You can see that. You know, anytime you put anything on the airwaves, the internet, telephone, anytime you speak on your home, your house phone, your cell phone, it can be tracked. It can be tracked down to the minute where you call from, what tower you were near, even to the address.
Exactly.
We don't think of the outcome. So in my mind, I think it's like leading toward, I want to say like genocide almost. Because like capital. Because think about it. Nowadays, if people leave their cell phones at home, God, I left my phone. You got to turn around and go get it, right? No one keeps going without their cell phone. And the excuse is, well, you know, anything can happen when I'm out. I might need to call somebody. But before we all had cell phones, we did that same trip.
We made that same trip. My thing of it is, I just wonder why we have not looked around wherever we frequent every day. If you go to work, look around at the people that you work with and tell me what's in their hand all day. What's in their hand all day?
On their break? Phone.
A phone.
Because you can access everything that's on the World Wide Web.
But now let me ask you this. How does that boost you? Now, I'm going to start saying this, and I'm going to bring it to this point. I believe technology should be the real powerful technology should be given to our military because they keep us safe. Our science labs, because they come up with things to better our health. But I think that when it gets down to why does little Jimmy at age 12 need to be on a phone that can access the internet, Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram, straight
flex. Instagram. Tell me how is this going to benefit our youth?
Because
it's not benefiting our youth. It's only making them look like zombies.
This is the the fork in the road. You know, I understand what you're saying. The fork in the road is going to be, well, they have such information at the tips of their hands. So you're giving people the information. They can go to Google. They can go to Google and Google it. They don't have to go study at a library.
But this is what they need to learn how to do. But, oh, wait. You can say that all day long. I've had the opportunity to go to the library at University of Texas at Arlington, which is a very prestigious campus. You know, they're built on academics. Do you know the library has no books? It's lines of computers lined up there for you to ascertain your information. There's no such thing as going to look and see what's the little code you have to look up.
They do it, yes.
You know, you have to look at, oh,
index. Yeah,
your index, oh, let me see, and it will be on this L, you know. You don't have to go search for none of that.
It has to be research books.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't have to, there's nothing like that.
But
the library is like
away,
it's a computer.
It takes away the human side and the ability to use your brain. See, right now we're using the computer brain.
No,
we don't have to look up.
I tell you a way how technology is inaccurate on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can take all of us there in the studio, and this is right. You can test it out. This is how technology will fool you in thinking that you know everything. I give you a computer, you know, all of us a computer, clean computer. I let you get on the internet and search for something. So when you search for it, and then a couple of days, we're all going to go to Google at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to type the same thing in. And I guarantee
we're going to get
different results.
Depending on the search engine and what comes.
We're going to go to Google.
Depending upon who put it up.
We're going to go to Google, but Google learns from you. So if I say Italy, we all type in Italy, but you've been looking at books, you've been looking at hair, you've been looking at cars, it's going to come up tailored to
whatever
you've
been looking for. I will say Italian hair, so I will say Italian books.
Exactly. So it's not all the same. You're not going to get what you have to really dig
to find what you're looking
things
for.
Because the computers, they learn what your pattern is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Google. Google, when the search engine, it learns your pattern.
That's why I can automatically fill in some of the things when you start asking for it.
And because even if you wipe it away in your computer, the Google itself, if you log on, it'll say, okay, Shannon is on this, so Shannon is looking at this. So you can type in fast, but if you type in, you know, if you've been looking at fast food, you're going to type in fast and Burger King going to pop up, which is inaccurate because you might not be looking for that.
Yes, I could be looking for
that's why, like, books and stuff, and children don't understand, young kids don't know how.
But where does that responsibility lie? That's what I'm trying to get.
We've let technology babysit us too long.
Exactly.
For example, like, there's nothing. If when I was young, my mother, you know, at that particular time, our advice was television and Walkman. You know, you had the big headphones and Nintendo.
Well, it wasn't really our advice.
It we played outside, our generation. But it was a time when my mother would say, when we came in to play games and things, she was like, okay, no TV today until tonight. You're not going to sit here, and you guys aren't going to watch television all day. You're not going to wake up and have television feed you. She would say, whatever you put in you. Me, I had a habit of going to sleep with my radio on. And she would come in there and tell me, she said, whatever you go to bed doing is what you're feeding yourself while you're sleeping.
That's why I don't look at
it. So I couldn't listen to, you know, hip-hop and things like that. I would have to put it on the classical station and listen to 101 point whatever one and listen to classical
because I like to have, I just love music. I have to have something playing. So versus having, you know, shut your mama's up and down, do this. She was like, don't feed yourself that. Put on this or some good gospel music or something. But we spent, as a generation, as I'm, I don't have any children, so I'm looking at from how my generation was raised and the people who were before me were raised, the people that came after me and after those people were raised. It's like now, you know, we don't interact with our babies. We shove them in front of Channel 13 and wonder why,
Nick.
You know, Channel 13 and yeah, Nick and Nick Jr. And we wonder why, you know, DaQuavion can't talk. He's 2 years old and he's still dick, because we don't talk to him. We don't interact with him. We let the TV babysit Adora or Diego or something like that. That's where technology has failed us, because it has given us the means to be able to have more free time, should I put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, it becomes addictive, because you feel like, I don't have to spend that time. I have something else that can do it for me. But in the end, we're harming ourselves, because, you know, it was a guy who walked, they sit on top of world's dumbest people. You walk into a hole because you were texting.
Yeah.
How are you not watching where you walk?
And I wanted to come up and say that, right, what you were talking about is so true, because even sometimes my daughter, she's on the computer and the TV, and it would be easy for me to let her do that. And I could go to sleep. I could get on whatever I need to do. I could clean. I can do all this. But the cost from the detachment, as you would say, it detaches the child from the parent, and if there is no emotion given.
Right, and it's also something, it takes away the child's critical thinking.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because everything is spoon-fed to them. It's like taking a rich person who's been caged their whole life and going into a situation where they got to eat, you know, bread and peanut butter. They're like, what is this? Where's the filet mignon? I'm not used to this. They won't make it. And that's why a lot of our children are falling short, because we continue to let technology invade us. You know, it's like, I remember one time in church, pastor did a sermon about microwaves. A pastor talking about microwaves, the gospel. You know, it's so easy because, you know, you get some TV dinner, boom, 2 minutes, it's ready to eat. Versus going there cooking a meal that may take you 30 minutes to an hour.
Because you want to see people, you know, technology saying, listen, you have to prep this food. You actually have to cut up the tomatoes. You have to,
call your meat.
And you know, people.
Know your feet hurt.
You know, some of my family, they laugh at me when I say, oh, I can start a fire like this. I can do this. You know, but, you know, and I tell them, well, you know, because not all the time you're going to have a lighter. And then, and this is on the extreme of not having technology.
Of course.
But sometimes.
But you never know. We could be headed to that. Look at all the things that are happening nowadays.
Okay.
These earthquakes, land tearing down. If something, a wildfire came through here. Red Cross, they can't help everybody.
Let me ask you this. How many times do you in the daytime, when it's pretty outside, do you drive to your corner store when you could walk to the corner store?
Oh, every day we
every
drive.
Every day I drive to the corner store.
Have you ever thought of that?
Yes, I have. The other day I was walking outside, and my nephew happened to be out in my front yard. Well, I was walking outside to get in a car that just hadn't made it here yet. And it was up the street. I knew they were coming. So, and he made the comment, are you going to walk to the store? And I'm like wanting to turn around and say, do I look like an idiot that I'm going to walk a half a block up to that store? You know, I said, no, I'm not walking. But I wouldn't be sitting here overweight if I would walk.
But
I wouldn't be huffing and puffing.
Let me show you, technology puts false things into people. For instance, if a young man is walking, if a young man is walking down the street to go to the store, and a woman should just so happen to pass him, look at him, he ain't got no car.
And
you know that,
what is that homeless
see,
man
what,
doing in this neighborhood?
That's what technology does.
Yeah.
It makes us assume that everybody has to have a car, that you're not Now, getting to work and things like that.
Oh, my God. We do the same thing. We see men on the bus stop. And sometimes it's a parking ride. You waiting, you know, you going to get in your bed.
And you know what? And now that I'm, now that I have brought, I'm just now thinking about that, I'm going to make a decision. So if I got to go to my corner store, if it's good outside, not raining and things like that, I'm going to walk up there.
Me too. I'm going to take me a taser. And some, what's that stuff you spray in the eyes? Maybe the mace and a big stick and a pistol. No.
Well, where are you going to leave all that when you get to the store? Somebody going to steal your stick when you walk in? Like they did me that time. Walked in at Walgreens and left my big walk stick. Somebody walked off with my walk stick.
You didn't chain it up.
I didn't have a chain. It was too hot to walk with that chain. It was 102 degrees.
But these are the things, you know, these are the things, interaction. We need more interaction. That's why we have deficiencies, you know.
This
that's
is why
we
our community
getting rampant. That's why people
our communication skills are just null and void. We can't communicate with anybody. We don't care what other people think. We do what we want to do. I just don't understand.
I'm guilty of that even when I'm riding in a car. I already have a problem with directions, but I'm steady in my phone. I couldn't tell you how to get somewhere.
You know, I told my daughter once, every time we would leave, she'd be in the car, she'd fall asleep. I told her one day, I said, I'm going to drive you somewhere and just shut everything down and see if you can make it back. If you don't pay attention to where you're going.
But the thing of it is this. We should.
That's when you go Google Maps.
I challenge people to do something off the grid.
Yes.
If you're at home, you don't have anything to do.
Let's stay off of our cell phones for a week if we're at home.
That. I can't.
If you are. No,
let's try it.
Not just a week.
Or maybe your iPhone. You have to carry them around like
I'm talking
about.
I'm saying if you don't have any business.
Because some people don't have business.
Or, you know, or something like that. 4 hours.
Let's see. Yes.
A day.
I challenge everyone that's listening.
I'll do 4 hours. I'll sleep them 4 hours.
No, we have to be active.
Four hours. You know, we really don't need it.
But if it rings, we can answer it.
No.
Unless
it's important.
How do we know it's important unless we answer it?
I do. I know when mine is important. And let me say another thing.
My phone.
Let's go 4 hours without being on a game.
Do that.
Well, let's go 4 hours without being on the computer.
Well, that can be done. But now, if I'm writing my book, I can miss 4 hours not writing.
You know, the thing we have to understand is let's work it daily. Detaching ourselves from technology. Let's work. And to detach yourself. Let me tell you how to detach yourself.
Get a typewriter.
Read.
Read a book.
Some people need to detach themselves from books.
Go walking.
Wow.
Go walk.
Yeah, don't read the dictionary or nothing like that, right?
Go walking. Go fishing. Go on a nature trail. Go rock climbing. Just don't use your car for the whole day. If you gotta go up to 7-Eleven, walk to 7-Eleven. Your corner stores, walk to them. You know, try to do that.
We have to learn how to do something. Because I'm telling you, the more we know, the more technology takes hold, the less we grow. We don't care about people anymore. We can get
that's why things get so devastating with us with, like, for instance, when somebody says, oh, it's a breach in security, and they hack the computers. That's why it's so devastating, because now we're going from papers, we're going paperless, and the government is getting rid of all the papers, so everything is being digital. So if they wipe it out,
they get rid of all the paper except their papers.
You know what I'm saying? It's, all your records go out, and it's
people don't even get checks anymore.
Yeah, we all get direct deposits.
No, when I say checks, I'm talking about like your printed checks to write. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a debit card.
No, you get checks. Some people choose not to get checks.
I'm saying people, they opt out of it. You get the first little check they give you when you open your account. But people do not order checks anymore. Like now, if they have that one set of checks with a little carbon copy, that book will still be fresh. Everybody uses the swipe method, swipe and go.
Mm-hmm.
Swipe and go. They use that method. Then you wonder why somebody's like, what happened to me? I pumped gas at like 12 gas stations at the same time, I guess, because I had like $800 worth of gas charges on my card. You know, of course, I'm a stolen number, but at the same token.
Why don't you just pay with cash?
Because cash will get broke too quick.
Yeah.
If you break
discipline.
Teaches you discipline. What happened when? What happened when? In during our granddaddy's time and our
they buried in the backyard in the can.
They only had cash and they didn't get broke.
Cash.
I mean, this is the thing.
I had an uncle that wore overalls. Y'all know what overalls are? I had a little pocket right here.
Yeah, two free ones.
Any day of the week, he could run his head in there and be $3,000 or $4,000 down in there.
People say, "Oh my God, I don't want to take carry money around and." And this is make you want to carry debit. I don't want to carry that much cash around and get robbed. Well, you're going to get robbed anyway.
You're going to get robbed
debit card, you can say, hey, someone stole my debit card, and you can fight to get your money back on.
But
when they take your cash, you can't say, they took my cash, can you give it back?
Okay, let me ask you something. And this is, I understand. No. And play devil's advocate. Okay. They knock you out, or they don't. You don't know they stole your stuff, and they charge it. You only have 60 days to prove that it's not you. What if it goes past the 60 days?
No, that knows me because somebody hit me and take my
stuff. No, what if they take your stuff without you knowing?
Yeah. Because people do it. I have a girlfriend who
that's
had
true,
some
but I can't
hands
on my debit card.
No, they
See, that's what I'm saying. You think that's the handicap that people think. But they have a thing called phishing,
them emails that come up.
Where they take your debit card, and when you swipe it, they swipe a card. So they have two cards. So you don't know. So that's what I'm saying. See, they have programmed you and everybody else.
Oh, no, because I call every time I make a transaction, I call listen what transaction.
They programmed everybody and got us all scared to not carry cash.
So we should just put cash in the house for somebody to steal it. Or just put it in the toilet and hang it around.
Technology is going, you need a lump sum of cash at your house in a safe.
Yeah.
Simply because what if something happens?
The market crash or the bank.
What if your bank card gets erased? All it needs is a magnet and all your stuff is gone. These things, you need, even people that with rich people, they tell them you need like $10,000 in cash in a safe. Put up
so we can put $10 in there.
Cash is king. Yeah. Everywhere cash is king.
Cash rules everything.
You know, if you're gonna buy something online, in my thing, they say some of the things they say this cash price is this, credit card price is this. It's two different. Cash it will win when credit won't. So these are the things I'm just saying. We're going on and on about it, but.
we have been become, you know, we got everything we have. Quick meals, quick this, quick
and
that.
A, you know, I can
and
remember.
And we're getting fatter. Our health is going down.
Worse.
You know, people are dying younger now than people were dying back in the day before they had cures for everything. You know, we have 30-year-olds dying for heart attacks because they're too fat and out of shape and can't walk from to the corner store because they're giving out. You got people, you know, doing
I know. My grandbaby races me on the sidewalk, and I'm huffing and puffing behind her, and she's saying, oh, my God, I'm beating you. You know, see, that's technology.
We're becoming slaves to technology.
Slaves.
You know, they're saying we control you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is saying without us, you couldn't do anything because we have made it that way. We have ensured.
So Facebook.
That's right.
That you,
so
that
the
you,
more we know, the less we grow. And I think that we're always, we can prove that. Technology belongs in a certain place, but it does not belong in my living room to the extent that we use it now. You know, it just doesn't. So, you know, I guess we can all come to the agreement that we are on point. Technology, we have allowed technology to come in. Technology needs to be in a place where it's useful, helping us improve ourselves, not tearing down. And every time a phone is an hour old, they come out with another one.
You
know,
no, I'm going to make a disclaimer, not saying that our technology is bad because, like, I watched some phenomenal things. This little boy has never been able
That's
to hear.
That's what he said.
And he he had a little implant put in. He heard his mom's voice for the first time, and he cried.
See, those
are the people who don't have no legs, and they get them little metal things that look like backwards spoons and run on them. Those.
Well, see, that's what we're saying. I said technology belongs in the labs and the places where they help people enhance their health, in the military for watching over us, keeping us safe. But all of that stuff that we're using,
I agree with you, but I think that technology has its place.
That's what we just said.
For all, you know, I think all technology should be available to everyone. But this is the thing. Just like when we eat, if we do it in moderation,
yes,
that's the thing. But we eat, we do technology like it's a buffet. You know, we just take it until we just can't eat. Just every day, all day, that is. Eating till we just can't eat no more. Then we burp and then we go. That's how technology is.
Ooh, I shouldn't have eaten that.
But, you know, it really is. And I just think that once we stop and regroup, we'll get our human side back. And our human side is caring. We need to care. And we don't care about each other anymore. We just don't care about each other because we don't need each other anymore.
We don't know each other.
Yeah.
We don't
even know our neighbors. Like, if something weird could happen, and we would not even know.
Because we're all dependent on technology.
Exactly. Because I met my neighbors for the first time to learn their first names when the electricity went out on our street. And we all had to venture outside. And that's when I first learned my neighbors. And I've been living door to them and across the street from them for like 7 years.
For shame.
But so that's what I'm saying. Something had to break down.
You should have took a pound cake over and introduced yourself like they did in the 50s.
Well, now, I did introduce myself when I first bought my house, but it was to the men that lived in the back across my alley. But, you know, it's just. We need to just like he said, get to know each other. And if we get to know each other, then we can, you know, we'll learn how to communicate. We can learn how to care. Because, frankly, people who don't care about other people and don't, is the man this morning stopped his car right in the middle of the driveway where we had to back out and come through. You know what he was doing? Scrolling through his phone. And if someone had bucked his car, man, if I wasn't afraid of my engine had gone up, I probably would have just popped his car a good one. Because he just sat there like he had the right to sit there. We see, my granddaughter and I see a lot of different things in the morning. And, you know, talking about technology, she told me this morning, I'm like, would you please look at that car over there with those eyelashes on it? I said, don't point at them. But we see a lot of things that on a daily basis, you know, we need to really kind of regroup and try to do it. And I guess the only way we can do it is, like, shows like this, let's start talking to our family members. Then let's start talking to our church family and then our, you know, our community. But let's do something different and start helping each other. And whatever you do, parents, stop buying these little kids these cell phones. They don't need a cell phone. Well, he has football practice. Well, when football practice is over, be there to pick him up. You know.
I had a cell phone. I had volleyball practice 5 days a week.
Oh, man. I rode a bus 16 miles to school and ran track, played basketball, was in the band, majorette, drum majorette, and did all of this without a cell phone. I just don't understand this. Stop. It's not cute because I promise you it stunts the growth of your children, and it takes away from the things that they know or they should know. Educate them. Teach them how to read. Teach them how to look up a word in the dictionary without going to dictionary.com on your computer and looking it up. Assign your kids words during the week so that they can increase their vocabulary. It's just a number of things we can do to help our kids communicate better. And we have some, my granddaughter and I talk a lot, and the conversations some of the little girls have with her, those are grown-up conversations. And I tell her, tell them you're there for an education. You're not there to talk, and they're too young to talk
and
certain
vulgar
things. Yes, that's what I'm saying. They're vulgar. And they're vulgar when they talk to her, and I tell them, you know, if you got to get a new set of friends, stop hanging with them. And it's really sad that you have to isolate your kids from, you know, certain kids in school. But if you want them to stay sane, that's what you're going to have to do. Because it's not cute. It's not cute when a first grader, all they know is the B word. And this comes from exposing your kids to certain technology, or you're letting somebody else raise your kids. And I know a lot of the homes don't have the parental locks on the televisions like they can have. Your child can go to any station they want to on TV and get in it and be done with it. So, it's just something we need to start working on and start acknowledging the fact that, yes, technology in its place is a wonderful thing. But then, too, for home health care, technology has ruined our children and has ruined our generation and our young adults, because our young adults stay on their cell phones. I was riding someplace with my daughter the other day, and I just turned over and said, please put that cell phone up. You see people walk in the house. They come to visit, scrolling through the phone when you come in the door.
I was on Facebook.
But we were going shopping. Facebook couldn't wait till we...
Oh, no, I had to get the juice then.
See, that's what's wrong. That's exactly what's wrong. So anybody else, come on, give me your last thoughts. Anybody else?
Detach. detach yourself.
Kennedy, you've been sitting here talking about, listening to us talk about technology. Can you think of anything you'd like to say to maybe express yourself about technology and how it's doing? Okay, I guess not.
Well, I would like to say technology, nothing wrong with it. But like anything else in life, anything in excess is bad for you. So minimize your technological use and make sure that we keep in contact with the fundamentals of our lives, like the basic everyday things to function without, you know, have functionality without being always easy or at your fingertips.
Okay.
And I'm speaking for myself, but
okay.
I'm a work in progress with the road trip.
Mm-hmm. John, got any last thoughts?
Well, I would say we need to grow up, wake up, and smell the coffee, because one day in this life, everything won't be the same. And you will have to rely on the things you were taught when you were young.
All right. Thank you. And that is so true. That is so true. We have to rely on things. And we've got to learn how to tell, we've got to learn how to teach our children. And our Sunday school teacher was telling us on Sunday, we just need to learn to say no.
Well, I've been practicing that.
When these kids come up here and want these, they got a cell phone. I had a young lady to tell me today to buy her a new phone. I told her my phone was a flip phone. So she talked about, I don't want no flip phone. I want the, what is it, iPhone.
I don't know.
I said I was talking to a young lady. Why would I buy her an iPhone and I got a flip phone?
Why would you buy her an iPhone? And she has no iPhone money to take care of it.
Right. That's exactly. She needs to IE.
So we have 2 minutes left in our show. Thank you guys for being with us and joining in and talking about the more we know, the less we grow. And not giving technology a bad name, because we do need it. And it is very important for us to have certain technology in certain areas. But let's not let technology form our lives or dictate to us on a daily basis how we are considerate to one another, how we interact with one another, how we communicate with one another. We're going to have to stop doing those things and go back to our human side. And we have 1 minute left. And again, I want to thank everybody for being here. If anyone wants to write the Let's Talk Truth, you can write us at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. I promise you we will answer your email. And if you want to listen in to our live broadcast, you can call area code 323-580-5712. That's at 7:30 every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 8:30. And if you want to look at my blog, it's www.loysbullock.blogspot.com. That's Lois, L-O-Y-C-E, bullock.blogspot.com. So we have to be able to, you can go on there and read some of the things that's on there and just have a good time. So with that said, and thanking everyone for being with us tonight, this is Lois Bullock. I am the host of Let's Talk Truth, and I'm going to say good night to you and that I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.
Good night, everybody.